A Lenten devotional for March 7th, 2020, based on Genesis 41, verses 1 to 13, by Dr. Sandra A. Collins. In the recounting of the strange and terrible dreams in Genesis 41, Pharaoh's chief cupbearer suddenly says, "I remember my faults today." Such a poignant moment bears reflection. The NIV translates this statement in terms of the cupbearer suddenly seeing his shortcomings, as though he unexpectedly recalled where he had left his keys. In truth, the Hebrew here is one of the many words for sin, chet, conveying the condemnatory sense of sinning against someone or causing grievous offense through one's actions. In the midst of serving this mercurial Pharaoh, the cupbearer realizes he has failed the captive Joseph. We are presented on one level with a paradox. Even Joseph's own brothers, who sold him into slavery, have not yet come to such a conviction of spirit. But the cupbearer, calling his offense against Joseph to mind in this way, offers a meditation on the many little injustices that we, through sins of commission as well as omission, commit each and every day. Such moments when our spirits are pricked urge confession as well as redress. Ours can be as simple as the cupbearer's, "I remember my faults today," or as overwhelming as a sober discernment of our many grievous offenses. In fact, this exact wording is picked up in the general confession of the 1662 Book of Common Prayer. "We acknowledge and bewail our manifold sins and wickedness, which we, from time to time, most grievously have committed." The cupbearer remedied his sin against Joseph. He told Pharaoh of the Israelite who could interpret dreams. Then, as now, the humility of confession opens a space for God's saving action to enter in. Through Christ's wounds, we are healed. Today, embrace that humble confession which allows space for salvation to take hold, to convict, and to transform. Accept, Lord, today, my humble and contrite heart. Forgive my actions that have caused pain to others. Show me the way forward, that I might act in accordance with your divine and awesome love in all things, great and small. To the praise and glory of your name always, now and forever. Amen.